Another issue for Tracy, one she rarely broached but I wish that I had been sensitive enough to acknowledge more often, was this. Inside of a year, a beautiful, exquisitely talented 20-something actress, career ascendant, had become a virtual single mother. Schlepping to and from the set salmon arms was not only unfair and exhausting, but it underscored the notion that I was still free to work, that my creative identity was intact while Tracy's was in limbo. Offers and opportunities were coming in for her. Most, if not all, she had to turn down. In fact, as I was in New York shooting The Hard Way, Tracy was in San Francisco, starring in a film for television. Sam, now 14 months old, was with her, and I missed them both terribly. We had a home in Manhattan, so I was not the one on location this time. She was. I was happy that she was working again. Still, here we were, thousands of miles apart once again. Our marriage, and more important, our love and friendship, were surviving under the pressures. But the situation was not exactly the stuff of dreams. We were living a scattered, bi-coastal life, with sojourns to Vermont where we bought a farm, in the naive hope of living a more tranquil life there someday. We desperately longed to settle somewhere sometime soon. But we'd both begin to wonder, was a normal life even possible? No, there was no way I was doing Doc Hollywood, I told myself. I was absolutely sure of that. Or was I? Immensely charming, the sort of artist's human train wreck I seemed drawn toward, Michael Caton Jones was on his third Molson when I realized the son of a bitch was actually selling me on this project. His pitch put a completely fresh spin on the story. In a half an hour, he convinced me that this movie could represent something important to me, that it had personal significance. Young doctor, trained as a plastic surgeon, sets out across the country in his Porsche Roadster. Leaving the Washington, D.C. combat zone ER of his residency, he's Los Angeles bound. Boob jobs, butt tucks, and big money in his future. He cracks up the car in Grady, South Carolina, and the natives, in dire need of a local doctor, conspire to trap him there. A gentle life, the girl of his dreams, and the realization that the brass ring may not be worth reaching for convince him to stay. My own knuckles white from hanging onto that goddamn brass ring, it sounded good to me. So what happened to my resolve to take an extended break? To the litany of reasons why my time would be better spent in the bosom of my family. To my understanding that so much time spent on location was taking a toll on me. All this had dissolved in an acid bath of fear and professional insecurity.